Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lauren Yerkes, and I work with the Virginia Department of Health. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about mental health and sociodemographic factors on virologic outcome among HIV-positive patients in HIV medical care. This data comes from what's known as the Medical Monitoring Project, or MMP. It's funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And as we know, HIV surveillance itself only collects a core set of information, whereas MMP is used as a supplemental HIV surveillance project, which focuses on behaviors and clinical outcomes of persons that are living with HIV in HIV medical care. We have this supplemental information in order to learn more about the experiences and needs of persons living with HIV, whether or not they are accessing services, what their service utilization is, and also behaviors such as mental health or substance use. So because MMP collects information on a representative sample of HIV patients living or receiving HIV medical care, I wanted to know about, do mental health disorders such as major depressive disorder, anxiety, psychosis, and or bipolar disorder, do they predict virologic outcome in an HIV-positive population? And also, do certain sociodemographic factors also predict virologic outcome? The analysis variables that we use for mental health, in MMP they collect an interview and also do medical record abstractions. The mental health diagnosis comes solely from the physician's diagnosis or the medical record abstraction of one of the four depressive disorders: anxiety, depression, psychosis, or bipolar. The sociodemographic factors come from both the interview and the medical record abstraction, and they were selected a priori. Sex at birth, current age, which was measured in increments of 10 years, so 20, 30, 40, etc. Race or ethnicity, which was black, white, Hispanic, or other ethnicity. Current health region of residence in Virginia, which there are 5 in Virginia. And substance, including alcohol, tobacco, or drug use. And alcohol was defined as binge drinking. Viral load data was collected solely via medical records, and we used backward elimination multivariate logistic regression to determine the predictive relationship. The data from 2009, 2010, and 2011 unweighted data were used. And here are our results. There were 387 participants between 2009 and 2011. For mental health, participants with a mental health disorder were 3.2 times more likely to be virologically suppressed, so have a viral load less than 200 copies per milliliter, than those with no documentation of a mental health diagnosis. For sociodemographic factors, the only factor that was significant was age, which older age was people were more likely to be virologically suppressed than persons who were of younger age. Conclusions are that results suggest that mental health disorders or participants who have a mental health disorder are more likely to be virologically suppressed than persons who do not have a mental health disorder. It also, findings indicate that there may be differences in participant age and virologic suppression. So as age increases, viral load decreases. And it's important that we need to address mental health in clinical and public health settings, and they may improve virologic outcome among HIV-positive patients overall. We do have some limitations and future work of this study. Some of the limitations are that we only looked at mental health and sociodemographic factors of persons who are receiving HIV medical care. So that does not include persons who are out of medical care or persons who engage in sporadic medical care. Also, there is potential for reporting bias, as it's only documented mental health disorder. So non-documentation, we don't know. Future work, we want to look at data analysis using weighted data. So as I said earlier, it's only unweighted. And mental health and sociodemographic factors using what's known as case-based surveillance sampling, which just started this month, actually, which will incorporate from the main HIV surveillance system persons who are in care and persons who may not be in care. So we may get different answers to the mental health and sociodemographic factors question. And also, MMP data will be integrated into a comprehensive data system in the state of Virginia as they progress through the HIV care continuum. And that's it. Thank you.